Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill gave no indication that any progress was made during the 2 days of talks. Speaking very briefly with reporters Wednesday evening, he said he would leave Beijing Thursday with no follow-up meetings planned with the North Koreans. Hill, Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Wu Dawei, and North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Kim Kae-gwan were supposed to lay the foundation for relaunching the negotiations, which have been stalled for more than a year. A statement by the Chinese Foreign Ministry said the three men had held both bilateral and trilateral discussions. North Korea began boycotting the six-party negotiations after the United States imposed financial sanctions on Pyongyang. Restarting the talks has been given a new urgency following North Korea's nuclear test last month. South Korea's Yonhap Wire Service and Japan's Kyoto News Agency quoted sources at the talks as saying Kim set preconditions for dismantling his country's nuclear weapons program, that the United States lift its restrictions on some of North Korea's overseas bank accounts, and bring about an end to the United Nations sanctions imposed on Pyongyang after the nuclear test. South Korea and Japan, as well as Russia, are also members of the six-party negotiations. Peter Beck, a Seoul-based analyst for the International Crisis Group, says such demands reduce the chances of the talks resuming.
The signals that North Korea is sending is that they're really not interested in compromising, that they want everything, and then they'll talk about giving up their programs. Unfortunately, it'd be a non-starter, so it's hard to be optimistic.
The United States insists North Korea should, without conditions, abide by the agreement in principle it made at last year's talks to abandon all nuclear weapons in exchange for political, economic, and security incentives. Beck, however, says now that the North is a nuclear power, it might hold out for additional concessions.
Given what they've been saying publicly and what they've been telling their own people, they're quite pleased and proud to be a nuclear power, and they're not going to give that up easily or unless they get a lot more in return than they were being offered in the past.
Hill assured Kim last month that Washington will address North Korea's concerns about the financial restrictions once the talks resume. Roger Wilkerson for VOA News, Beijing.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。